Dan, 1-4, City of Milwaukee, which is Thomas L. Carter. Our review of the City of Milwaukee is Attorney Trudeau.
Thank you, Madam President. My full support. I'm with the law firm of Iron Molter, Mason Miracle, Milwaukee Charles Caston, who represents the state of Milwaukee. With me at council table is Julia Quavia, whose name also appears in the brief. Before growing up, we would sometimes play a party game that we call television. This was played by lining all of the children at the party up in a row. And the game would start with somebody whispering a message into the ear of the first child. And each child in turn would repeat that message whispered to the next. The line becoming a telegraph wire. Maybe I'm dating myself using the term, but transmitting message to the other end. And the final game was hearing the end of the line recite the message. Most times it wasn't the same as the message that went into the telegraph line. Many times it was remarkably different. Today, we're at the end of kind of a legal game, or near the end of a legal game of telegraph, which began on December 4th of 1986 with a bill draft request form submitted to the Legislative Reference Bureau from Senator Lynn Coleman's office. And that request is a part of the record in this case as Appendix A of the defendant's response to the amicus brief filed by a group of Wisconsin municipalities. It was also the basis of the holding in the village of Oregon versus Wolowski, which is led into Grand Falls with his The bill draft request identified, quote, extensive requests for jury trials in cases involving civil forfeitures and ordinance violations as the problem that Senator Ailman wished to address with the changes he was proposing. He pointed out that prior to these changes, the defendant in municipal court had the right to immediately request that the matter be transferred to circuit court before the trial, before the jury, without first participating in any procedural aspect of the municipal court. The plaintiff, meaning the municipality, did not have the right opportunity. Senator Gaitman's request for peace in the law goes on to state, we would like to require all alleged violators go to municipal court first, exhaust their options there, and if they lose, then exercise the right to one, either a new trial, two, a jury trial, or three, a review of the record by a circuit court judge. It's clear that the problem sought to be addressed by the legislature in 1987 with unexpected appeals of municipal court judgments, but it sets the request by defendants for circuit court jury trials without first exhausting their options in municipal court. Prior to 1987, the new party had the statutory right to appeal an adverse municipal court ruling to a jury. All municipal court appeals were heard to the court, circuit court. The Court of Appeals correctly recognized its legislative intent in the second step of our game of telegraph in the Wolowski case, which quotes the bill draft request. Somehow, in the third step of this game of judicial telegraph in Village of Manly Falls versus Meyer, the legislative intent reduced the number of original requests for jury trials from defendants in forfeiture actions, is changed into the Court of Appeals statement that the legislature sought to reduce the number of municipal court appeals to a circuit court from municipal ordinance violations. This indeed is not reflected in the legislative history or in the Wolowski case. 1987 changes to 800.14, which is that weighs out the requirements for appeal from municipal court. In fact, created a new right for the appellant from a municipal court judge to request the jury trial. I do believe, holding the matter, that there must be a trial in municipal court before there can be an appeal for a new trial in circuit court is consistent with the stated legislative intent. The Meyer Court's introduction of the language fully litigated on the merits, however, is not reflected in the statutes, in Lewandowski, or in the legislative history of Section 800.14. It is precisely the language that brings us to this court today. But in your opinion, fully litigated is fully litigated in the statute. It was created by the Meyer Court. And the Meyer Court didn't define what they meant by fully litigated. It was clear from the legislative history that the legislature intended to require a trial to be held. And trial has been defined by this court in other cases. The last few versus State, which is a 23 U.S. Second, 138, a 1964 case, where this court defined a trial as a judicial examination of the issues between the parties, whether they be issues of law. This case that was brought in the municipal court, the prosecution case was dismissed on the discussion of the close of the prosecution case. And clearly, without the municipal court making some evaluation of the facts in the case, it could not have made the legal conclusion on whether or not the prosecution had met its burden of proof.
But, Judge Law, how do you see this case as being different from the Meyer case? What's the distinction in your opinion?
Well, in the Meyer case, there was never a trial being convened. In the Meyer case, a trial was scheduled in municipal court. There was a double issue that had been previously created when the prosecution was unable to come up with a police report that was requested by the defense. On the eve of trial, that report was discovered. And there was a motion limited by the defense to suppress that report and not allow the prosecution to use it. And that motion was granted by the municipal court judge. And the prosecution at that point, since they were unable to proceed to trial, then they made a motion to dismiss the prosecution's case altogether, which was granted by the judge.
How is that contrast with this situation? What do you see as the essence of a trial that occurred here?
Well, Judge Brown, in his dissent in the court below, suggested that once a witness is sworn and testimony is taken, that a trial has begun, and that since this is a civil case, the law is different. And so these were that the trial was still forth in effect, the collateral estoppel on this due to patent privileges in civil cases, and is on foot as a trial unless there is a voluntary non-suit. In this case, not only was testimony begun, the witness was sworn, the prosecution presented its case in chief. Aggressive. It was upon point that the defense made it motion to dismiss for lack of a provocation case.
That's what you said. What about another case?
I believe it was also dismissed with prejudice, but I don't know that you could call. But it's a dismissal on the merits, because that court made no factual findings. In fact, heard no evidence, no witnesses were sworn, the court could not have even been aware of the merits of the case. It was dismissed with prejudice on a procedural matter.
I'm
believe that in that case, you know, there is a story.
Living.
Kelly.
Thank you.
court.
Thank you.
case.
Yeah. prosecuted for this. Thank you. Thank you. big thing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank case. Andy. Thank you. sir. state. Thank you.